or the page where I write, but nothing is perfect, not even myself. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. I record in this wee book what the French call my pensée, or what the Scots would term whatever passes through a buddy's mind. My existence is a struggle between personal human frailty and the desire to serve justice, an exactitude forever compromised by the very people who framed the laws they now wish to bend. I look back to see the anguish and pain I have caused for others, and caused to myself by the unyielding pursuit of justice. I look ahead and see much the same prospect. So be it. Break the law, high or low, I'll bring you down. Suffer injury, high or low, I will avenge ye, to the best of my compromised ability. I'm down to the dregs now. Coffee is like blood in my veins. Out of my attic window, I can see 1,000 torches flickering in the sky from the direction of the Waverley Market. They light the way to power. Politics, the dunghill upon which many a cock has crowed. I turn the other way and look out over my kingdom. Chapter 2. Leith, March 1880. Sadie Gorman shivered as the cold East Edinburgh wind bit into her bones. No place to hide. She looked down at her dress, dirty yellow like the lamplight and thin as a winding sheet. What kind of life was this? She should have decent drawers, keep her old bones warm and cosy, but no. She had to be accessible to all comers, shed her shanks to liberal or conservative. All comers. She laughed suddenly, and the sound echoed in the silence of Vinegar Close. It was late, past midnight. Other folk in bed, 10 to a room. Drunk men snoring, children clenching knees to keep the contents of their wee bladders at bay. And the women? Well, whoever they were, at least they were spared standing on a corner in Leith on a dank March night, hoping for some mortal old fornicator fuddled with drink on his way home from the big meeting. On his way home, but, oh, Christ Jesus, this wind was cold. Just enough blood in his veins to prove that a standing cock has nae conscience. The gaslight flickered, and she caught sight of her image on the other side of the street, reflected in the oily glass of one of the half-uncles, the wee pawn shops dotted round the closes. A shop she'd been in many a time herself, the door well locked, window empty, save for this daft soul in a yellow dress, slavering back at her. Look at the sight. The woman was ancient, for God's sake, if she was a day. A single white feather stuck in the back of her wispy hair added a gay touch to the shipwreck. What year was it now? Soon she'd be coming up to 50. Sadie shared a birthday with Queen Victoria, May the 24th. That day, Her Gracious Majesty would be a sight older but better preserved. People would kiss her hand, kiss her backside if they could find such under all those skirts and petticoats and God knows what else. They'd get lost in there, choke on all that flannel guarding the Queen's private parts, choke, kiss her backside and sing the national anthem. All at the same time.